Our first selection is one that I was commissioned by the Dean of Jazz, Paul Whiteman, to write for him, which he introduced originally on his program. The title is Bluetopia.
Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. This is an hour of live performances by Duke Ellington from the 30s to the 50s. Here's Ellington and his orchestra, live in Los Angeles in 1945. Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra live in Los Angeles at the Philharmonic Auditorium, trumpeters Rex Stewart and Ray Nance leading a strong brass section on Bluetopia. More from that concert just ahead in this hour of rare live Duke Ellington performances ranging from the 30s to the 50s. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Thank you. Early on, Duke and his band discovered a dichotomy between sit-down concerts and club or dance dates. They found that when performing in theaters and stage shows, they had lost some of the drive and swing they had when playing for dancers. Written in 1932, Duke's It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing was the remedy, becoming one of his best-loved tunes and heralding the dawning age of swing. Listen for outstanding contributions by Ray Nance, vocal and violin, Tricky Sam Nanton on trombone, and an unbelievable set of final choruses by Al Sears on tenor sax. Then Air Conditioned Jungle, featuring and co-written with clarinetist Jimmy Hamilton, which had premiered only a month earlier at Duke's third Carnegie Hall concert. Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, live in Los Angeles, January 1945.
Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
If it ain't got that swing.
It don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is swing.
Makes no difference if sweet or hot. Boy, give that rhythm everything you've got.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Thank you.
Al Fairs.
Joseph Nanton. Ray Nance and Tab Jordan.
Our next is another, or rather a new thing, that was written to feature clarinetist Jimmy Hamilton, The Air-Conditioned Jungle.
Ellington and his band, live at Los Angeles Philharmonic Auditorium in early 1945. Air-conditioned jungle, and it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing, which featured Ray Nance vocal and Al Sears playing some amazing tenor saxophone. Still ahead, remarkable performances by Duke Ellington from 1940, live at the Cotton Club in Berlin, 1959. Composer, bandleader, and pianist Duke Ellington was among the premier jazz musicians of the 20th century. From his early success at the Cotton Club, his band set the highest musical standards for top-flight musicality, adventurous soloing, and imaginative musical ideas. Possibly the greatest American composer of the 20th century, Duke composed dozens of jazz classics and American standards among his thousands of compositions, while advancing innovative ideas in melody, harmony, and form. He employed some of the best soloists in jazz, who often found their finest moments in his band, both on record and in live performance. Today, Duke's Sophisticated Lady is an American standard. Written around 1933, Duke actually disliked the lyric that was added by Mitchell Parrish. He preferred it as an instrumental, and occasionally presenting it with odd instrumentation, as it's heard here featuring violin and bass clarinet. This, by the way, is from rare tapes that came my way, featuring a series of concerts and dance dates in Portland, Oregon in 1953 or 54. Though some but not all of this very good material has been issued on CD, what you're about to hear I've restored from very rare second-generation master tapes.
And now, Harry Connie, All-American baritone saxophonist, comes to the microphone with his bass clarinet this time. Ray Nance with his violin to answer a request for our Sophisticated Lady.
Thank you. very much, ladies and gentlemen, for the wonderful way you inspired us throughout our first half. Very beautiful and very sweet. And we do love you madly. We start our second half with a tune taken from our latest Columbia record release titled The VIP's Boogie. VIPs meaning very important persons. Very important persons meaning you. We use this as a device for a bit of name calling. First, Harry Connie.
Cook. Russell Prokop.
Russell Prokop.
Cat Anderson. Quentin Jackson. Willie Smith.
Cat Anderson. Thank you very much for Cat Anderson, all the kids in the band.
Duke Ellington and his amazing soloists in the early 50s, VIP's Boogie. That's a clear demonstration of the electrifying power Duke's band projected live and that was rarely captured in studio recordings, particularly in the later years. More from those rare tapes from the early 50s in parts 2 and 3 of this series, presenting live shows of Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra. Still ahead this hour of jazz rhythm, the legendary 1940 Fargo concert, Berlin 1959, and next up, the Cotton Club. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you can explore early jazz, send me comments, or request program playlists at jazzhot, that's one word, jazzhot.bigstep, also one word, .com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication covering traditional jazz and ragtime personalities and contemporary events. Information at mississippirag.com. Here are recordings made while Ellington was broadcasting from the newly reopened Cotton Club, uptown on Broadway. Much of it is material written for the Cotton Club shows of 1938, like Carnival and Caroline, sung by Ivy Anderson. Harmony in Harlem features Johnny Hodges' saxophone and trumpeter Cootie Williams.
Join the race from the carnival in Caroline. Without a care, laughter everywhere. I've been there for the carnival in Caroline. Watch them loop-de-loop. Watch the scooters scoop. Watch them poop-a-hoop. Peanut popcorn, chewing gum candy. Sideshow to the right. Fireworks all night. Things are bright at the carnival in Caroline.
Carolina just to be with Dinah Lee.
Duke Ellington broadcasting from the Uptown Cotton Club in 1938. That Dinah was rather unusual for a vocal harmony trio of Cootie Williams, Harry Carney, and bassist Hayes Alvis. And we heard Harmony in Harlem and Carnival in Caroline. There'll be more of that material in future programs because this is the first of three broadcasts presenting outstanding live performances by Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, as his band was officially billed. Incidentally, for some reason, I just find that much of the Duke Ellington material I've heard on CD is not that compelling. And so all the music this hour is from LP vinyl, issued during the 70s and 80s, with the exception of those Portland, Oregon tapes, which you'll hear more of during the series.